The U.S. government wants billions from a car company it accuses of false advertising. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There's news the Federal Trade Commission will accuse Volkswagen of false advertising for promoting supposedly clean diesel cars that were actually polluting badly and rigged to hide that fact. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour is here with more. Sabri, what do we know about the amount the FTC might demand from VW?
It's $15 billion, at least according to USA Today. And if that's true, it makes it potentially one of the biggest false advertising cases in history. And this is because the FTC wants Volkswagen to give up all the money it made on its promise of clean diesel. According to the FTC, you know, green, eco-friendly, clean diesel was the cornerstone of the company's ad campaigns. It sold 500,000 of these cars in the U.S., 11 million globally, on that promise. And in reality, the cars, you know, were spewing 40 times the allowed level of certain emissions.
The FTC actually talked about buyer's remorse that some car buyers must feel. Tell us what they said.
Oh, the FTC said Volkswagen's USA marketers studied the psychology of their target car buyers, determined that these consumers, quote unquote, rationalize themselves out of their aspirations and justify buying lesser cars under the guise of being responsible. So just imagine how you'd feel reading that. Now, Volkswagen in a statement said its most important priority is to find a solution to the diesel problem and earn back trust of consumers and dealers.
Now, the Justice Department has already sued VW for violating clean air laws, and VW has until April 21st to come up with a fix for the cars. How's it doing with that deadline?
It may meet it. That deadline already reflects a four-week extension. If it can't fix the U.S. cars or if it can't fix them without reducing their performance, it may have to buy the cars back, which would cost about $7 billion. It is also, by the way, facing potentially $20 billion in fines over clean air regulations. And when you throw in civil lawsuits from consumers, altogether the cost of the scandal for the company, according to UBS, could be about $38
billion. $38 billion. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour, thank you. Tens of millions of Americans have jobs with no pension, 401k, or other retirement savings plan. California lawmakers are discussing a remedy that has the potential of spreading to other states. If a new proposal were to become law, nearly 7 million people in California could automatically start saving their money in a state retirement plan. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more.
California State Treasurer John Chung backs a state-required plan because many workers currently have nothing.
They could be the servers putting food on the table. They could be people at the local retail shops where you're buying clothing. It's across the spectrum.
The problem hits low-income workers especially hard, as many work for small businesses with minimal benefits. Governments around the country are trying or considering some version of a mandatory retirement plan, says Wharton professor Olivia Mitchell.
Washington, Illinois, New York City has been talking about it.
And with that talk comes concerns for workers, employers, and the finance industry about risk, complexity, and of course, who pays the bills. Stanford business professor Josh Rao.
There is reason to be skeptical and concerned about what kinds of exposures taxpayers would possibly have.
He adds there are both well and badly run government retirement programs. California says it could run the program without tax dollars. Keep your eye on what happens there and around the country. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Why cut down a perfectly good tree if there's some nice-looking dead wood around already? The trend is reclaimed wood. Anthropology, West Elm, Crate and Barrel, Restoration Hardware sell it. Today, a profile of one business selling into this trend and the cool place they get some of their wood. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson went on this salvage run.
Here's a fun card game.
See if we can spot any right now.
Sam Welch is a partner in a New York City wood shop called Trilux. He's in a rented truck, driving through Manhattan, peering at rooftops.
Yeah, we got one right ahead of us there. That's a redwood tank up there.
Welch points at one of those iconic New York City water tanks on the roof of a nearby building. It has this weathered, charcoal-black exterior.
This is about as beautiful as it gets. I'd like that one.
The redwood tanks are typically old-growth wood that's not commercially available anymore. And after years of holding water, it gets these unique black striations. Tanks with a more silver patina are often Alaskan yellow cedar. Trilux scoops up wood when the water tanks have to be replaced periodically. Welch says, unlike for other materials, the recycling process adds value.
You know, the market of reclaimed materials is constantly growing. It's not a fad anymore. It's something that architects, designers, builders are seeking.
It's not great for floors, but it works well for accent walls or furniture. Shake Shack restaurants, the offices of Vice and Etsy, the Brooklyn Museum, they've all used wood from these tanks. But on a run like this, Trilux never knows what kind of wood it's going to get or what condition it'll be in.
We just get a call and an address, and then we go get it.
When we pull up at a job site in Harlem, the tank's already in pieces on the curb. Moment of truth.
It's redwood. We got a winner. We got to tell the guys back at the shop we got a redwood.
The tank was drained the day before, so the wood is still saturated with water.
Man, it's heavy.
Some of the bigger pieces have now frozen, creating these monster wood popsicles.
Push! This is like the heaviest one. This is the heaviest tank we've ever had.
The wood will dry in the shop for 8 to 12 weeks, then one or two more in the kiln, before it's remilled and available for sale. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
There's news today. The boards of Foxconn of Taiwan and Sharp of Japan have agreed on the terms of a merger. Foxconn will buy Sharp for about $3.5 billion. Foxconn makes many of the components for Apple devices and is trying to bolster its screen manufacturing division, and Sharp supplies smartphone screens for Apple. And before we go, a story that might be about America's social fabric tearing, or maybe it's a breakdown of trust between employer and employee, or maybe Americans have an anarchist streak. You see this survey from a software company called SailPoint. 27% of U.S. workers would be willing to sell their work computer passwords, some for as low as $100. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.